Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey everybody, Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 833 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from 11-year-old Maya, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, a company that's helping me with managing my books, and that's keeping track of my income, my expenses, which they can do automatically, actually, and then also with invoicing. I've been doing a lot of invoicing lately, so if you bill anybody for anything and you need a software that makes it easy for you in less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional-looking invoice and helps you keep track of who paid, who didn't, and even who opened those invoices or not. Highly recommend checking out FreshBooks. Head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Maya.
Hi, I'm Maya. My mom is from Family from Twin Cities. I have a question. Can I start a small business if I am 11 years old?
Hey, Maya, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your mom. I remember meeting you guys in Minnesota, actually, when I was there for the Lead Pages event, Converted, that was last year. You guys are awesome, and I just love your energy. I love that you were sitting there listening to all of us in that coffee shop, sharing each other's businesses and helping each other out. I hope you realize just how important it is to connect with other people who are awesome like you, who want to make things happen and who want to make change in this world and start something cool. And I think that's really cool that you're starting at 11. So I had mentioned earlier in an episode, I think it was episode 829, just four episodes ago, how jealous I was of Mooj, who came on, who asked a question, and he's a teenager. Well, you're not even a teenager yet, and you're already thinking about this. Ah, man, it's just so cool. So I would encourage you to keep researching, keep asking questions. That's how I got to where I'm at today. I just asked a lot of questions to figure things out, because instead of just kind of going in circles trying to find my way through, I figured out that I could actually learn from others who had done things already that I wanted to do. And I don't have to tell you that because you already know, because you're asking questions here on Ask Pat. So congratulations, you're on the right path. Talked enough. Let's answer your question. Can you start a small business if you're 11? Yes. Absolutely. Now, you're going to need some help from mommy and daddy, and in terms of like legally getting it all set up and stuff. But even before that, I would actually just try things out. My son, he's 7. He's working on starting his own business too. And it's nothing, you know, quite big or serious that includes manufacturing or any of that stuff yet. But it could get to that point one day. But he also has seen me with the work that I do and the blog that I've built and the following that I've had. And he's also getting a lot of inspiration from people on YouTube. There was a guy named Evan who has EvanTube. And if you look that person up, he's a little bit older now, but he started when he was just a little boy as well. And he just started building Legos and just started being very open and honest about the Legos that he was reviewing. And he's now since become a star. And he goes to these conventions where other YouTube video people go. And it's just massive how big of a following he has. And people love him. And my son loves watching his stuff. And it's because he's very real. He's always himself. And I would encourage you to be that way along the way too. And he's just incorporating what he loves to do and sharing it in a fun, exciting, interesting kind of way. And I would recommend that you do the same thing. Now, all businesses solve problems, Maya, and I would recommend that you go out there and look for a problem to solve. Now, in terms of Evan, he's solving a problem of helping kids his age understand which toys are cool and which toys are not, because a lot of times we get these commercials that we see and we're not exactly sure how real or how fun those things are. So he really just plays with them and shows people how fun things can be. And sometimes they're fun, sometimes maybe not as fun as you might think, but always very real and honest. And again, make sure you are always real and honest as you move forward. And also, don't be afraid to fail. You know, I imagine Evan has tried many things and has failed. And, you know, each of his videos are edited, right? Meaning he probably messes up during them, and that's okay. And I mess up during my podcast too. I actually had to restart this one a couple times because the first time I sneezed, but you didn't hear that. And the second time I forgot some words that I was going to say, so I started over. And you can do the same thing with your businesses too. So if you start something and it doesn't go the way as planned, that's actually a good thing. It's good because you figured out a way that didn't work. And next time you can try something a little bit different. If you were to fail and just give up and say, you know what, I guess I'm not good enough for starting a business, well, then you're not. Because people who give up, they're not qualified to become entrepreneurs and business owners. But that's the first rule of being an entrepreneur. You always get up and keep going when you fail. And when you get up, you learn from your mistakes and you incorporate what you learned into the next part of your journey there. And so the question that you have, can you start a small business if you're 11? Well, the question I have for you is, are you ready to build something and potentially see it not work? And are you ready to learn? Are you ready to have fun? Are you ready to solve problems? And if the answers to those questions are yes, then absolutely you can build a small business if you are 11. Age is just a number, Maya, and you are qualified just as anybody else to start something, to try, to experiment, and to put something out there in this world to help people and potentially get something in return for that. So Maya, I would encourage you to just keep going. I look forward to meeting you again in person at some point, and I hope by then you will have listened to this episode, and hopefully it's been helpful to you. And say hi to Mom to me, and I appreciate you both. And I look forward to sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So, you know, typically when we have kids come on the show, I will offer a shirt, not just for them, but for their parent as well. So Maya, I'm going to send you a email, or actually my assistant Jessica will, and we'll hook you up with a t-shirt for you and your mom as well. And thank you again for the question and for being brave and for putting yourself out there and for continually trying things. Just keep doing that. You rock. Thank you. Now, for anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And yeah, thank you so much. And thanks again to FreshBooks for being awesome and supporting the show. You can check them out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Beverly Sills. And that is, you may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.